Catching up with Scott from Woodland Firearms, getting a Berrigan County report. How you doing, man?
Oh, doing good up here. Hanging on. That'll hold your hat in this weather lately. So
I know. It's been tumultuous lately. I'm curious what the reports are going to be for Keweenaw Bay and Huron Bay for the fishermen. I got a feeling that's really weather predicated. But I want to kind of flip-flop things today. Let's switch things around and talk trout and inland lakes first. First of all, what are you hearing for the trout stream, guys, chasing brookies?
Well, it was very good. You know, the fish were still pretty steady, but now the last couple days, I guess it was Saturday, Sunday, whatever it was, we got two storms roll through. That brought the water level up pretty high around here. So I think you might have to wait until it clears out a little bit, but I'm not sure. But it should be good. The fresh water is really going to help. They should be still in those holes, and they should still be seeking some shade, so they should still be found. It's all about finding the cooler water, and I think the hatches are still going on now next quite a bit.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement exactly. I mean, water did come up for sure, and it is a healthy thing when the water comes up. It just hurts us fishermen, you know. You got to wait for it to kind of drop. But I love falling water on rivers. I don't care if you're steelheading or trout fishing. Falling waters is an excellent time to be out there because the fish are pent up a bit.
Yeah, and like I say, it washes things in, and it gets things moving. So while it might be a couple of days of slower fishing, in the long run, I think it's going to keep things going strong and really improve the brook and river fishing. So.
All right, let's go to the inland lakes. Are you hearing anything about bass, pike, walleye, panfish?
You know, I haven't heard much about pike, although I'm sure they are in. You know, it's just a matter of finding them in what depth. But they like that warm water, too, and so does the bass. You know, so if you can get in there now, right now, the water levels are great and the weeds are coming up, you should be able to find bass on all these patches of grass and even on some of the gravel beaches and stuff. They should be in there, those weeds. So the panfish... you can find them all the time, to be honest with you. You know, they might not be in shallow. They might come in and out a little bit, but they are still in that medium depth range, you know, 6-8 feet. You get there early, you might still catch them in shallow. But this is the time of year when they get out there with a popper and see if you can pull them out of the top of those weed beds a little bit. They're in there under that shady of the weeds, and so they should be pretty strong biting.
Any word on the walleye? I've just not heard a whole lot about walleye, but that's typically kind of real hit and miss this time of year, this time of summer.
Yeah, it is. I was talking to a guy just now. He said he was up looking for them the last couple of days and hadn't done real well up the Chasuble, but you know what? That can change so quickly. And they move in and out of those humps and in and out of the structure. So put your time in, you're going to catch them, and there's a good-sized walleyes around. I know that they were still catching a few down at the head of the Huron Bay, even some at the Keweenaw Bay. If you get out at night and cast off the ball from the Falls River and the weed beds there, the walleyes are coming in. You can see a lot of eyes down there. So just get out, put your time in, and they'll be there. So.
All right. Well, I want to get back with you later this hour and talk Lake Superior fishing here on Bay and Keweenaw Bay. Can we get a little more time from you?
Look forward to it, yes.
Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrigan, stay tuned. We'll continue this report on The Outdoor Show.